We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield, live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. This is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on a Thursday night. Happy New Year, everybody. Yeah. Toby Rowland with you, and it is our great pleasure to welcome you back for the new season of Sooner Sports Talk. We were talking football in the fall, but now it's time to turn our focus to the hardwood, to the round ball. Over the next 3 months, we're going to be talking basketball with Porter Moser and Jenny Baranchek. They're not with us in person tonight. We hope very soon that will be the case. Everybody out there, obviously, still dealing with the COVID protocols and the Omicron and everything, and we want to keep everybody as safe as possible. But they are joining us live tonight from the Lloyd Noble Center. In the second half hour, Coach Jenny Baranchek will be alongside. But right now, please help me welcome the head coach of the men's program at the University of Oklahoma, Porter Moser, everybody. Howdy, Coach.
What's up, Toby?
How are you tonight?
I'm good. I wish I was there. I've been, since I moved here from Chicago, I think Rudy's was my first place I was at. And I've been coming in and seeing that little stage up in the corner, looking forward to our coach's show. And here, lo and behold, now it's time, and I got to do it here, Zoom. And I get to see you there, probably smelling the good barbecue.
I've already had some tonight. So, yeah, no, it smells great in here, that's for sure. We'll have you here very soon, right, Coach, and I'm looking forward to it. I want to take you on kind of a quick trip since our first show of the season so far, and then we'll get into the matchup coming up, of course, Saturday night. Iowa State is going to be in town and everything. But you mentioned since you moved here, how you liking Oklahoma, Coach? You liking the place?
I'm loving it. I love the people. I mean, that's the thing that is just how welcoming everybody is everywhere you go. It's just unbelievably friendly, the welcoming, and I love the vibe, the energy of the University of Oklahoma. That is something that's been just right up my alley that I love being a part of. But I can't tell you how much this area has embraced my family and I, and love it, being a part of it.
You know, the non-con, you had a lot to put in place. There was a limited roster when you arrived, and you had to cobble together some transfers and some freshmen and install what you wanted to do offensively and defensively. and you go out and you go 10-2, you have two top 15 wins over Florida and Arkansas. Were you pleased with what you were able to accomplish in the non-conference slate?
Yes, pleased, not satisfied. I mean, like, you know, I know, you know, you look at it and like people were like, oh, you would have taken 10-2 when you first started this thing. And but you get in it and then you start getting them better and you get them better and you're just kind of being thinking about the process. And, you know, as a coach, sometimes, especially competitively, you look at, you know, what you could have done better in your losses. But I will say this. You know, I don't know if we come back. What I've loved about this team is every loss, we came back and learned and grew. And that's a key trait of any team. So we had a tough loss against Utah State in the last game of Myrtle Beach tournament. And they came back and they got us right at the end. And we bounced back and won at Central Florida, which I said at the time is going to be a really good win for your resume. And it's going to be. And then we beat Florida. And then we stubbed our toe against Butler. We lost the lead at the same kind of a thing, a couple bad shots down in the stretch, and we came back and beat Arkansas. And so that I like that about our team and how we've been resilient and bouncing back.
All right, Big 12 play opened this past week. We'll start with the Kansas State game. You got a win at home. You were down the Groves brothers, no Tanner, no Jacob. You didn't have Bijan either because of the health and safety protocols. They got red hot on you in the second half, but you were able to pull out the win. Gutty win, I thought, for your team against Kansas State, Coach.
Absolutely. I mean, to find a way to win, especially to the barrage that Kansas State gave us. They were 9-for-16 from three in the second half alone. And when you come up with those, you know, that those a lot of times you lose those when they're 9-to-16 and a half. But found a way to win. You know, we were up and we lost a lead. And then we battled back. We had to go small ball, you know, because Tanner was out and Ethan got in was in and out, and they went small. There was a great offensive rebound by Ethan. He really helped us on the glass. Ethan had a ton of offensive rebounds for points right there. I love Jalen's confidence, you know, going to the rack. He had some really good cuts and everything to the rack there. There's one by C.J. Nolan, you know. And I thought we did a good job of making some toughness plays with that. There's a little middle pin by EJ and a good one more by Jordan Goldwire right there. Rick came in and gave us a good offensive rebound right there. He got a concussion and now he's in COVID protocols. So Rick's not gonna be with us for a while. Really good skip pass. You know, EJ's playing with some confidence right there, offensively and defensively. But, you know, Kansas State never stopped coming. Yeah. And they went small ball. And I think when you go small ball, it's just a little different. We don't play that much. We always usually have Tanner Ethan in. Great offensive rebound again.
You know, isn't it amazing, Coach? You want to have a full roster every night, obviously, but whether it's by injury or by illness, sometimes it doesn't allow for that. But sometimes it ends up being a hidden gem for you. A guy like an Ethan Shagwa, Rick Asanza, somebody has to step up C.J. Nolan. And in the long run, that ends up helping you. Before you talk about that, though, Elijah, huge shots for you in this game. He was really big.
You know what? He's really established himself, like, especially at the end of the game. I mean, right there, that one right there. You know, he wanted the ball then, and then he wanted the, you know, Central Florida, he made a big one late for us. Butler, he made a big one late. You know, he's really, you know, embraces that moment, and it has been really good for us. You know, that was a tough shot. He got hit, and he got the and one. Big, big play for us.
Take some highlights, a look at some highlights from C.J. Nolan. Back to that point, though, he's one of the guys who had to step up in this game because Tanner and Jacob were out and give you some extra minutes. Sometimes situations like this can be good for you in the long run.
Yes, absolutely. C.J. Nolan has got more minutes the last two games than he's gotten in a long time. He's always played, you know, 10, 12, 14 minutes, but he's played a lot. You know, I think he had 10 points in this game in his first Big 12 game. And every day he's getting better. Every day he's learning. The thing I love about CJ is he wants to learn. You know, he's in our film sessions. He's soaking everything in. And you got to have that way. We're going to have this mentality all year. I mean, I pray we're not having any more stoppages, or we haven't had a stoppage yet, but people out. But you got to be prepared to. It's next man up. It's next man up. Yeah. Has to be ready to step up, produce, and be ready.
Well, you got Tanner and Jacob and Bijan back for your trip down to Waco to take on the number one ranked team in the country on Tuesday night. I know you're not into moral victories. I was impressed with what you had to say afterwards. But your team gave you a chance to win down there, Coach.
They did. And, so many things to be, excited about and happy for that we did. We really did. Our transition D was good. We talked about we really had to get back and do that. We talked about how strong you had to be with the ball. They're elite, elite defense. And, we had the highest shooting percentage in a half, the first half, than any team's had in 5 years against Baylor. We really moved the ball. We spaced the ball against their ice defense. And I thought we did some great things. But then we had to look at it with the microscope today. We got pounded on the glass. And we're not going to be the biggest team. And it is. But we got to be the best technique blockout guys. So one thing we talked about is no arm checkoffs. You can't check off with one arm and go for the ball for the other. You got to get low and leveraged. You got to get into their legs. And you got to release and go grab it two hands. And that game's got to teach us as we move forward as Big 12. We were in a position to do some things to win the game if it wasn't such a disparity on the glass. And we get it. We're outsized and out-poundaged. There's guys that are 250, 260 in there. But we've got to do it by committee. We got to rebound down with the guards. But we've got to – and we're facing Iowa State, who does the same thing on the glass. And we've got to do that. But so you're right. It's a slippery slope because I met with them today, and I'm like, how many texts or people have said, oh, gosh, gang, you played the number one team close. I go, that's not where we're, I know people think because we put this team together, and that's, but I just think you got to have a standard. You got to have a standard of what you want, what you expect. And I feel that we were in a position, down five, two possessions late in the game against that, and, we had a lot to learn from, and it's a slippery slope because I want to be excited about some things we did well, but I also want to be like, this is what we got to do to win this.
No, that makes total sense. You want to praise them for doing well, and it was quite a game, and you gave them as good of a tussle in their house as anybody has in a long time. But like you said after the game, you're not in this for moral victories. Let's take a look at the Riverwind Casino play of the game in this one, and you could talk us through it, Coach, because Riverwind Casino is still the one. Going to be a beautiful lob coming up here, I believe. Tanner Groves with the baseball pass to the other end. Look like a quarterback right there.
So we actually do a drill. It's called the Celtic drill. And we throw off the glass and we throw a full court pass. And that is a dime. We literally do that drill. People come to our practice. And it's called the Celtic pass. And we catch it. We do a Celtic drill. I'm liking that Tanner's getting more confidence to make those passes. He's not, he made one hot potato pass in the second half, or first half that got stolen. But I love that he's getting more confidence in that. He catches it, he looks up. I love deep outlet. That was just a great, confident play.
I mean, that's in stride. That would make Brent Venables happy right there.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Tell me about.
We watched that Purdue game in the hotel the night before. Yeah, that Travion Williams pass. Moe's a little smaller than Purdue's Johnny Zang, the thing at Purdue, but great pass.
Tanner's an intriguing guy. Of course, everybody saw what he did in the NCAA tournament last year. Great player as well. But what kind of a young man, and has he been a team leader for you as well?
He's one of the most vocal guys every day in practice. He's a guy you root for. You like coaching because he's so loud, energetic. I've said this many times, and for those who haven't heard me, when I worked for Rick Majerus, Rick had an affinity for big men. He just loved post players. But when I'd go recruiting, the first thing he'd ask me is, do they love to play? He goes, because sometimes basketball chooses big guys. They don't choose basketball. They don't choose basketball. And they just don't love it. They don't get in the gym and work, and they played because they're the biggest kid. And there's so much truth to that. Tanner loves ball. He loves it. He loves practice. He loves everything about basketball Tanner loves. And he's getting more confident. He cares so much. He was putting a lot of pressure on himself early. I think he's just really loose now. He's confident with the shot. I took a step back from COVID. We got to get some poundage back on him again, sitting those times off. But he's all in, man. He's on this every scout, every game. Great teammate.
I was thinking about him late in that Kansas State game. When it was close, that had to kill him. Just being, in his room, watching on TV, not able to help the guys. But good to get him back out there on Tuesday.
Bijan and Jake, we talked to all three of them before the game. And they, they felt the same way and after we talked to them. I mean, it just – it does. There's nothing worse sitting there watching your teammates go to battle and you're helpless.
All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look ahead. Coming up this Saturday night, OU Iowa State in the Lloyd Noble Center. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Stay with us.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by the best place to gear up for game day is shop.soonersports.com. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Rudy's. Our opening segment tonight was presented, as always, by Noble McIntyre, McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. We got some fan questions coming your way, Coach, but first, let's talk about Iowa State. You got the Cyclones coming to town Saturday. Really one of the big stories in all of college basketball this season. They lost 20-plus games last year. Now they're 13-1 this season. New head coach T.J. Otzelberger. What have they done so well this year?
Well, they, too, got some transfers in there, and they just are guarding and playing so hard. They're got some guys playing at a high level. Isaiah Brockington, transfer from Penn State, one of the best guards in our league, averaging 17. Caleb Grill was with T.J. He knew him, just shooting the leather off the ball. They got a freshman point guard who's going to be an all-league Big 12 player, probably up for freshman of the year, Tyrese Hunter. Is in there, and they just got a lot of good pieces. And Aruna, transfer from Kansas, is playing at a high level right now, and they're guarding and just playing so hard. Some big time wins. They won at Creighton. They beat Memphis, beat Xavier, beat Iowa. Their only loss is by four to Baylor, and so well deserved top 10 team in the country, and they're really playing at a high level right now.
Sooners have nine consecutive games against top 50 net teams. This is game two of that stretch, unbelievable stretch that you're embarking on right now. All right, let's take some fan questions. This one's from Tyler Neal, former Sooner great shooter here. Which fellow Big 12 coach have you known the longest in this league, Coach?
It's a good question. Let's see, fellow Big 12 coach have I known the longest? Probably Chris Beard. I've known Chris for a long time. I've known him for back in his assistant coach's days, back way back. So probably I would say Chris Beard.
The OU-Texas rivalry is going to be a lot of fun with the two of you on the sidelines. Next Tuesday night, by the way, folks, that'll be the first installment. This is from Shane Magnus. Coach gets into some pretty athletic stances on the sidelines. What is your pregame stretching routine?
Peloton. I'm a big believer in keeping your mind and your body healthy. I work out almost every morning, but I got to stretch the hammies. I've already tore my Achilles.
Oh no!
I've already tore my Achilles.
In a game?
Got to stretch the
hammies.
No.
I
got a great story. I mean, this is not a great story. My wife goes like this when I tell the story. But we have four kids. I'll say it as fast as I can. We have four kids. Jordan, my daughter, was just turned 5 in July. Then Jake was like 3.5. Ben was like 1.5. We had Max August 10th. So we had four babies at home. And like August 17th, I go, I'm going to go play in this 3-on-3 hoop it up.
Oh,
and
no.
I tore my Achilles. So I have a torn Achilles, and we have four babies at home. So that's
That's not a funny story for your wife.
So I got to stretch. I stretch my hamstrings before the game.
That's great. This is from Sooner Script. What change or adjustment on your team could produce the biggest improvement going forward?
Change or adjustment?
Yeah. What would you like to see your guys do better going forward, other than everything?
Two big ones. We've got to take care of the ball. Like the teams that I've had in the past have always been high assists, low turnovers. And we're getting some high assists. I mean, we're having high assist games. We're moving the ball. We're sharing the ball. But we're also having high turnover games. We've got to value the ball. And that's one big one. And then rebounding. You know, we've had games where, like, I think we out-rebounded Arkansas, Florida. We've had games where we've done that against those kind of opponents. We've got a night in and night out rebound in this league. Take care of the ball in this league and rebound.
Do you feel like guys have settled into their roles? You know, early in the year, everybody's trying to figure out exactly how they contribute. Feel like guys have figured that out and you figured that out for them?
I've been talking so much about intentionally developing depth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got to get 6 through 9, 6 through 10 going. I think Ethan is really starting to, you know, early on we were mixing and matching different players at that position. Now we kind of know the rotation. Ethan is in that spot. Same thing at the point guard. I think Bijan's now starting to really settle in and make some confident plays. And C.J. Nolan and Jacob Groves have kind of been in there in the rotation in the beginning. So I think we got a nice mix there. We got to continue to develop one more big, whether it's A.K. or Rick, for times. Now, they're both out this game, so we don't have much depth inside. But I think Ethan and Bijan have really established themselves, along with C.J. and Jacob.
Last question, Coach. I've been impressed in how you have cultivated the student section, the crowd early on while you've been here. You're not going to have the students, unfortunately, again on Saturday again. But the importance of the Lloyd Noble Center and the atmosphere that you hope they'll help you create, not just Saturday, but the rest of the year.
Can we bring the students back earlier? I want
we'll to
get some
President
kind of
Harris
motivation. Some kind of motivation at the local establishments. But, you know, I just mean so much to me to have the students there and get that energy. And I will say this. People are like, they want to be negative about that we're not selling out or the people there. And I want to say the people that are going are great. The people that are there have been loud, have been energy. That's great. We just need more. We just need more bodies, more people that are like the ones in the arena. And so it's not like this golf crowd that's there. Yeah. You know, I do love the energy that people that are there. We just got to fill it up. It's what college basketball is about. It's what we're going to face every night on the road. If you watched Iowa State, Texas Tech last night, you saw it. Let's do it. You know, and I'll go anywhere and help any way I can to get people in there. But it makes a difference. Same thing for the women's games. Man, I was there last night. This women's team is so exciting to watch. I mean, they can go on a 9-0, 11-0 run like that. And they're ranked in the country. This is a fun atmosphere to fill up.
Do you you and Coach Baranchek get along great, and you just mentioned her team there. What about like the rest of the athletic department? Have you talked with Patty Gasso, Brent Venables? I know just got here. You guys feed off each other, share, you know, best practices, things like that.
Yeah, I went over to Patty's practice, and we had batting practice against her team.
That's right.
It was on video, and it was funny because they did the toss pitch, and I hit one out. And then they had her girls pitch to me, and I couldn't even get the ball in the bat. You know, Ryan Heibel, the golf coach, I've been over there with him. I love his energy, what they're doing with the golf coach. Lindsay Walton's, I just talked to one of her recruits. And then obviously with Jenny and I just have a great relationship, and both teams are pulling for each other. So I love the energy of this program's and of all the sports.
We love your energy, Coach. That's one of the things that's blown us away since you arrived. So much fun to watch. Your teams are doing great. 5 o'clock Saturday night, folks, OU and Iowa State. Coach, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate
it. Thanks.
Porter
Hope
Moser.
We'll get there next time.
Sounds good. We'll take a break. Jenny Baranchek joins us. We're talking women's hoops when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Sooners Sports TV is brought to you by Riverwind Casino, still the one. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside of the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the Varsity Network app and listen free. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports.
With you on this Thursday night, it is our first basketball show of the year. Great to talk with Porter Moser. Right now, please help me welcome in the women's coach at the University of Oklahoma, Jenny Baranchek. Hi, Coach.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
You know what? I've had some really good moments, and then we've had some growing moments in the last 24 hours. We're doing really well.
I hate catching you after a loss, but maybe we can help turn the mood here a little bit. Chris Plank and Brian Brinkley do such a great job with your games. I don't get to chat with you as much, so I'm really going to enjoy the opportunity here on Thursday nights to get to visit with you. And what a tremendous job you have done with this program. 12-2, you've created a family culture that I know you're proud of already. And I think you're loving Norman, aren't you? We're loving you.
You know, you can't help but love it, right? I mean, honestly, I mean, what a special place. And you know, what obviously the number one thing that makes it is this really incredible team and this really incredible school that, you know, we get to be a part of. And it's been awesome for our family, and it's just been really awesome to be around these amazing women.
We closed out our conversation with Coach Moser talking about coaching relationships at OU. What about you and him? Have you guys gotten along well? Do you guys share ideas and things?
I mean, he's the best. Yeah. I mean, he really is. And it was funny because I walked in on him as he was sitting there talking. And so, but, you know, I told him, he goes, did you know I was talking about you? I said, everybody in here did. He's got a lot of energy when he's talking. So, you don't get this. And that's one of the things I think that makes Oklahoma so special. But, you know, when we're in the same building, and so we get to see each other a lot and we cheer each other on a lot, but you don't always get that either. And so to be able to have somebody that's so invested in your program and you're so invested in their program, that's what makes it so unique and really special. I mean, there's not a bigger cheerleader around here than him. And, you know, I'm talking to him about, yeah, you're close against Baylor, and if you do these couple things, and he's, you know, doing the same thing for us about last night. And, you know, we're both a little too positive for the other person's team, but, you know, you got to have that too. So it was, you know, when he's the first person to come in today, that's pretty cool.
All right, I want to talk to you about Tech, and I want to talk to you about Iowa State, the game coming up with Kansas, but big picture first, and then we'll zero in. Are you this may be hard the day after a loss, but are you proud and happy of what you've been able to do immediately here? I mean, to be 12-2, moved into the top 25, you got to be pleased with what you've been able to accomplish already this year.
Well, I think a lot of times it takes a year to get to know people, right?
Yeah.
And to really get to know your team. And I think from a standpoint of being able to just be able to dive in, especially with the trust factor, especially, you know, these women didn't sign up to play for our staff and yet have been all in right from the beginning. And so it's been so fun to be able to coach them. Their chemistry, their love and care for each other it's really awesome. And then obviously we have some really talented players, and they're fun to coach, and it's fun to be able to watch every game continue to get better. And yeah, we had a bump in the road, and it's not a very fun bump. And at the same time, we can take some things away from that we can really learn and propel us forward. So, yeah, I'm really proud of the way that we've been able to start, and I'm really proud of the way that we've been able to grow, not because of the record, not because of the wins, but because you can continue to see us get better.
All right, let's talk about the two games this week. We'll start back on Sunday afternoon. Your Big 12 opener was on the road out in Lubbock. Matty Williams had a big game for you. You built the big lead, kind of hung on there, able to hold them off in the fourth quarter, 97-91. How did you feel like you played against Tech?
You know, I thought we had some phenomenal moments, especially offensively in terms of the way that we were able to get up and down. And I thought our players really did an incredible job of being able to set each other up. I think we had about 26 assists in that game. And so to be able to do that on the road and shoot at a high rate, that's pretty cool. And so from that standpoint, really it was the last about minute and a half or 2 minutes where we really needed to clean some things up. And obviously here and there, but they've got some great talent too. They've got great players. It was their Big 12 opener. So from that standpoint, those last couple minutes, we needed to do a little bit better job. It was really fun also to be able to get Gabby Gregory back in a game because she hadn't played all season. So for her to be able to get kind of her legs under her was really important for us, especially after losing Ana Yunusa a couple weeks ago. So we've had a lot of shift and we've had a lot of transition, you know, and that's, you know, nobody's really a stranger to that these days. We've had our, you know, health and safety protocols all over the place. And so for us to be able to do that on the road, I thought was a pretty big deal.
Big week for Maddie Williams all the way around, but certainly in that Texas Tech game, goes 4 for 5 from 3-point range, has 24 points for you. And you mentioned how good Tech is. Tech followed this up by going to Austin and beating Texas on the road. So, I mean, just the value of a road win right out of the gates in conference play for you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and a lot of it is, you know, we do have some experienced players. I mean, we have, you know, especially in Maddie Williams and Taylor Robertson, in terms of their experience and minutes played over their career, we have a lot of that. But we also mix in a lot of youth, right? And so we're relying a lot on freshmen and sophomores. So for our freshmen and sophomores to be able to step in and be able to do some of the things that they did, that's pretty impressive too.
Taylor Robertson had a good game, but let's not skip over something big time that happened in the non-conference season. Became the all-time record holder in OU history in career three-pointers. She actually broke the record against Utah. I feel like, I hate to say, we've almost become numb to what a great shooter. She's unbelievable, Coach.
No, she really is. I mean, and, you know, you talk about somebody, and I've been asked this question so many times, what makes her a great shooter? And obviously the time that she's put in the gym over the years makes her a really great shooter. But I think what really separates her is she doesn't do it just to check the box. She doesn't come in and say, okay, I'm going to make this many shots a day. We have to kick her out of the gym. She loves coming into the gym and she loves putting up shots. And she's, you know, she's one where she doesn't just come in and just shoot. She comes in and it's like she's making game winners all over the floor all day. And she has that smile on her face and the love. And, you know, I mean, she's making, you know, about 500 shots a day. I mean, that's something that, you know, you don't see a lot of players do that. And she just does it because she loves doing it.
Okay, Iowa State Wednesday night, very entertaining game, 81-71. They got the victory in that one. I heard your interview with Brinkley after the game. Sounded like you were disappointed in maybe the aggression of your team.
Yeah, you know, I think we've had this tremendous bounce and electricity almost when we're playing. We play with a lot of fun. We play with a lot of passion. And I think we were a little bit of a step slow. So, you know, part of that is, you know, were we prepared enough? Did we compete enough? I mean, that's on our coaching staff to make sure that we're prepared. Now, I think everyone's taken a piece of the pie in that one. And we had moments. You know, we did. We really did. And we came back and, you know, we had a couple things here and there go in a different direction, and all of a sudden it could be a little bit different result. But you don't know. But you do take those and you learn. I'm disappointed in the rebounding aspect and those 50-50 balls. That's been something that we've been pretty good at, especially in games that we've had to be. And that game we weren't. And at home, you know, we're better than that. And so we'll bounce back and we'll figure that out and we'll get there.
You've only had one loss to see how they do it so far, but how has your team taken to coaching in a situation like that where you look at a loss and say, all right, here's what you got to do better?
You know, I think one of the things that this team does so well is we take a lot of ownership. You know, we don't pass the buck and we don't point the finger. And so we're all looking in the mirror first. And I think that's something that that this team, in terms of how they can articulate, you know, they're going to own what they need to do. And we're going to own what we need to do as a whole. And I think we can play better as a team. I think, you know, it's funny, right? Because, again, you don't know people. You don't know. They're waiting to see how I'm going to react, and I'm waiting to see how they're going to react, you know, because you don't really know
what's
yet.
Our new coach like after a loss.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the first loss we had, we played the next day, and it was like, okay, we got to get over it. We got to move on. And so, you know, it's funny because today, you know, we play a lot of games this week, and so we have 3 games in 6 days, and so today is an off day for us. And so it was really fascinating to see most of our players stop by the office today just to kind of take a step in and peek in and, you know, just kind of be able to talk through some things. But I know the character of these women. I know this is and Iowa State's a very good team.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we came out and we just didn't do anything. I just think we can be better, and our expectation for ourselves is a lot higher than maybe the people around us. But we don't care. That's how this is going to be.
All right, Kansas coming up next. We'll talk about that when we come back. A big-time award for Kelby Washington. A couple of your questions out there for Coach Baranchek as well. Stay with us. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by the Sooner Sports Podcast. Is your all-access radio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino. StubHub, your ticket out. Official fan-to-fan ticket marketplace of Oklahoma Athletics. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&D. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics Exclusively and the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority.
Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. Sooner Sports Talk. We are visiting with Sooner Women's Head Coach Jenny Baranchek. Quick Twitter question for you, Coach, and then we'll talk a little Kansas. Larry Nineman wants to know if you have any kind of an update on the status of Gabby Gregory or Anna Yanusa going forward.
Yeah, so for Anna Yanusa, she will be done for the season, unfortunately. So that was kind of a big blow for us, but we will wish her well, and she'll remain on the bench with us and all of those things, and she's kind of in a coaching role right now. And we're still hoping about getting her back in a year, but we'll see how she recovers and all that. Gabby Gregory, like you saw, she got to come back, and then she was out for other reasons in the last game, just for other health and safety protocols. But she will be back. We're hopeful for a very quick timeline, but still uncertain as to whether or not she will be ready for this weekend's game or not. But she will be back after that.
I hate to see that for Anna so much. Anna,
it's awful.
It's awful. Gut-wrenching.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, she was playing so well.
Yeah.
And she just, you talk about electrifying, and you talk about somebody that is the heart and soul and leads the team. And, you know, she's so fun to watch. She's so fun to play with. And, you know, it's obviously a huge blow when your teammate goes down in a game, and she went down when we played against BYU, and to be able to see her teammates rally around, and every one of them after the game said, no, we're going to do this for Anna. We don't care if we're tired. We don't care how hard this game is going to be. And so just that's a testament to just how special somebody really is.
You got Kansas on Saturday afternoon, 4:00 up at Allen Fieldhouse. They're 9-1. Haven't played a Big 12 game yet. Their only loss is Tennessee. There's no shame in that. So tell us about the Jayhawks and the challenge they present for you.
Yeah, and they haven't played. You know, they haven't played for about 15, 16 days, and so it's been a long time. And so we have a common opponent in Wichita State who they played at Wichita State. Wichita State obviously played here a couple weeks ago. So, you know, they have a lot of pieces. They've got a lot of size inside, and so that's something that we've really got to continue to focus on. That's a little bit of, I mean, everybody has size inside, right? Let's just be honest. But that's something that we have to combat a little bit better than maybe we have. And so that'll be a big focus for us. And then they've got some great, you know, guards that can really put the ball on the floor and can put the ball in the hole. So they're averaging almost 80 points a game. So they're a little bit of an up-tempo team. But they would like to make it more of a half-court game, and so we've got to be able to defend and really be able to start to extend some things in terms of using our depth and our pace. So I feel like, you know, we've had a lot of players that have been out. I feel like we're, you know, we're kind of getting our legs back, our wind back a little bit. And so hopefully when we get Gabby back, that will help add a little bit more depth to us, because I think we do have depth when we're when we're at a full roster, or when we've not had to sit out for some other reasons. But we're getting there, and it'll be a great matchup for us. It's a great test for us to bounce back on the road and see what we're made of.
Yeah, yeah. Kelby Washington's first chance to play in the fog, too. I wanted to ask you about Kelby. Big 12 newcomer of the week. She was National Freshman of the Week for that 14-assist performance against Wichita State. Local product from here at Norman High School. There's a lot of Kelby Washington fans around here. But, boy, what a freshman year she's having for you.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Kelby Washington fans, and then there's going to be a lot of people that don't like her. So, you know, honestly, she's one. I mean, she's obviously so fast, and she's so talented, and you know, she's a freshman, and she wants to know everything, and she wants everything to be the right thing, and she wants to, you know, but when she just plays, she can bring a whole different pace to us. You know, I think she does just an incredible job of being able to set up her teammates, and defensively, she can really make some plays. I mean, even in her first game, you know, we're on the road at South Dakota and have to get a stop, and she comes up with a steal. You know, I mean, you can just see she's got that risk element to her game, and sometimes it's really good, and sometimes she's still a freshman learning. But she's really fun to watch, and she's really fun to coach.
She is a lot of fun. All right, Rudy's anywhere, Sooners everywhere. Question of the night for you tonight from Twitter, Robert Jaeger. I'll put you on the spot here a little bit, Coach. Who do you believe your coaching style most resembles?
Oh, maybe. That's a really good question. That's tough.
Maybe it's somebody that had a big influence on you, and you know, stylistically coaching as you were coming up,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if there's somebody. I've learned a long time ago not to emulate somebody else, because you can't do it, right? You just have to be yourself, to be honest. But I take a lot of, you know, I take a lot of pride in learning from a lot of different people, and I've had some really great teachers. I will say that. You know, you look at like a Muffet McGraw, and I think she's done an incredible job of, you know, we don't coach the same, we're not the same style, but I love the way that she's just very convicted in her beliefs, and I think I'm probably very similar in that sense. But I also love watching Steve Kerr. I love watching, you know, Pete Carroll. Like, yeah. I like the way that they coach their teams in terms of how they coach, so I followed that. I mean, even Porter, I've read his book. You should read it if you haven't. I love his energy. Like, he brings energy every day in every conversation. And so I think, you know, from that sense, I mean, you watch him on the sideline. I might smile more than he does on the sideline. But he's somebody where he doesn't stop, and his expectation's so high, and I love that. And that's not just because we're here at Oklahoma either. You know, we were in the same conference for the last 10 years, right. So I've seen him. So I've seen him, and I've always there is something that's really special about what he does, and so I think from that sense.
Robert, great question. We got a $50 gift card from Rudy's headed your way, and we're out of time. Coach, it was great to chat with you. Good luck up at Kansas on Saturday. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Boomer.
All right, Sooner. Jenny Baranchek, everybody. We'll take a break and wrap it up here from Rudy's when we come back.
Thank you to our Cornerstone Television partners, OU Health and Anheuser-Busch. And our community partners, Fowler Auto Group, OU Health, OG&E, and Coca-Cola.
Here's your Big 12 report presented by Kincaid Coach Lines. Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Go to KincaidCoach.com to learn more. Women's slate on Saturday in the Big 12. Sooners and Jayhawks, you see their top left corner. Taylor Maples will be on the call on Sooner Radio for us for that one up in Lawrence. He'll have a pregame show for you starting at 3:30. Meanwhile, on Saturday for the men, back here in Norman, it'll be Iowa State in town. The Cyclones, 13-1 on the year. They are ranked number 11 in the nation. That'll be a 5 o'clock tip-off. Kevin Henry will join me for the pregame show of that one beginning at 4:30. That is on Saturday, and we hope you'll join us. Let's fill up the Lloyd Noble Center. game three of the 18-game Big 12 gauntlet for Porter Moser's team. Need to make it loud and rowdy in there come Saturday. It's going to be fun this year. Two new head basketball coaches at the University of Oklahoma. Both have attacked this season with tremendous energy. It has been a lot of fun to watch Porter Moser and Jenny Baranchek through the first half of this season. It's going to be a lot of fun to spend Thursday nights with them here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Hopefully very soon live and in person as well. And then you can come out and join us. They'll do autographs and take pictures and watch the show in person. Hope you'll join us in the future here at Rudy's. Women at 4 o'clock Saturday at Kansas. Men 5 o'clock against Iowa State. We'll see you here next week at Rudy's. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.
Dreaming of starting your own podcast? Make it a reality with the Movo Pod Kit, the podcast bundle designed for aspiring podcasters ready to share their voice with the world. The Pod Kit is equipped with everything you'll need to sound like a pro while being backed by a one-year warranty with a U.S.-based support team. Start your podcasting journey today with the Movo Pod Kit and let the world hear your story. Movo, creators wanted.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.